Tony Police Criminal Investigation Officer Pride Deng Mabior says armed men attacked the Tony suburbs of Madol, Kurnyuk and Bagder on Christmas Day, killing one person and wounding six others. He says the motive behind the attack remains unknown.
On Christmas Day, 25th December, army men clashed in an area known as Madol within Tony Town. The fighting continued from 2 to 5 p.m. evening. An old man residing in Madol who was trying to run away with his cattle was killed and six others injured.
Mabior says residents of Madol, Kurnyuk and Bagder were displaced during the fighting. He says local police did not intervene because the attackers were well armed with assault of military rifles. Daliak, the Fremont chief of Thong community, says the attackers who are alleged to be from his community are yet to be identified. He called on authorities to send additional security forces to protect travelers crossing between the two communities.
What happened on Christmas Day was unfortunate and we all condemned it. I appeal to the head of security forces to deploy more soldiers along the roads to reduce public fear.
The chief of Madol residential area, Aturu Makok, says she ran away with her family during the fighting.
In Madol, Bagder and Kurnyuk areas, people ran away and are still at the hiding places up to now. We had the fighting when we were in the church for Christmas. We could not make it to come back to our houses and everything was looted.
Makok says a member of her community trying to go back on Saturday to collect his cattle was shot by armed men roaming in the area. Joseph Makwek Chiman, a resident of Madol, says he escaped with his family and will not return home, saying there is too much insecurity.
I have reallocated my family to another area within Tony Town. We are still living in fear and the tension is still high. I was sleeping in my house when the fighting started outside. I came out and I saw real confrontation and exchange of gunfire, and two people were injured immediately.
Manuel Ngodage, chairperson of the Tony South County Security Committee, says 22 cows were also stolen during the clashes.
Six people were wounded during fighting and some cattle were also raided. Only night separated fighting because it was getting darker. And in the following morning, an old man was found dead alongside the river.
Malok Akodwood, the paramount chief of the Mok community, says the Christmas attack will delay a peace initiative proposed in recent days by the local chiefs. Last week, chiefs and the head of a local group known as Galweng Leaders in Tony South County initiated reconciliation and peaceful coexistence in the communities. But the chairperson of Tony South County Security Committee says despite such initiative, armed young men have ignored the call for peace. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwe in Juba.